Part 2. You will hear a radio program about unusual hotels. For questions 9 to 18, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds to look at Part 2.
Now it's time for our weekly look at hotels that are a little different from the ones we normally stay at. This week, we'll be getting details of Thornbury Castle in Gloucestershire, which, if I'm not mistaken, is the only Tudor castle in England to be converted into a hotel. Here to tell us more is Marion James and her guest, Martin Wade.
Welcome to the programme, Martin.
Thank you.
Now, it must have been quite a challenge to decide which features of the castle to keep and what to add for guests.
In some respects it was, but obviously there were some features we didn't consider changing. For example, we kept the grey stone walls exactly as they were, and inside you can still see large fireplaces, heavy doors and carved ceilings that you would associate with a Tudor castle. As for modernising parts of it, we have TVs and Wi-Fi broadband, amongst other technological innovations.
What about the rooms? Do you feel as if you've been transported back 500 years when you wake up in the morning?
There are 27 bedrooms in all. The most expensive one is the room high in the tower, which will set you back around £500 a night. It's worth it, though, as you get to sleep in a four-poster bed, and when you look out of the window, you get the best view of the oldest Tudor gardens in England.
So, if you have a vivid imagination, you can get the feeling you've stepped back in time.
Indeed you can, because up there you won't see or hear any cars. Your view will be almost the same as it should have been when the castle was built. We've got the best of both worlds here at Thornbury. We're situated in a quiet village, but close enough to the motorway to be easily accessible from the city.
What about the food? How traditional is it?
The food is definitely English in character. Our award-winning chef, who incidentally gives cookery demonstrations at certain times of the year, changes lunch on a daily basis so there is variety. The ingredients are obtained from local markets on a daily basis too, so that we can guarantee our guests the finest produce. And then there's the herbs and vegetables, like cherry tomatoes, that are grown in the gardens here. You can't get fresher than that.
After a good lunch, I like to take a gentle stroll away from the crowds. Would I be able to do that?
Yes, of course. Guests are free to wander round the grounds, and after you've digested your meal, you could play croquet or do some archery on the premises. Unfortunately, there isn't a river or lake on the hotel grounds, so if you wanted to do a spot of fishing, you'd have to leave the hotel. That wouldn't be a problem, though, as we'd arrange everything in advance for you.
In your brochure, you highlight the hotel's reputation for having a calming effect on guests. How do you achieve this?
We have a range of treatments that guests can have in the privacy of their rooms that we guarantee will remove stress. If you have one or more of these treatments, you'll definitely leave refreshed and ready to get back into your routine.
Talking about routine, the hotel can be hired for conferences, can't it?
Yes, but they're not the sorts of conferences attended by hundreds of people. We offer facilities for the type that only top management attends, which means there are only a dozen or so participants. They find the peaceful and private setting at the hotel most suitable for the kind of business they want to conduct.
Are there any other events that people who aren't guests can attend?
I'm sure you'll agree that there's nothing better than being in front of a warm fire, drinking tea and eating scones with clotted cream when it's freezing outside. If so, you can take afternoon tea at Thornbury on winter weekends.
That sounds so tempting.
You'd be welcome any time. And you'd also be very welcome to attend the other events we host throughout the year, like our open-air theatre productions. We're putting on Pinocchio and Pride and Prejudice this summer. Then there's the history talk and tour, and of course the fashion show, which I'm certain you'd be most interested in.
I think I'd find them all interesting. I'll have to mark them down in my diary.
We're looking forward to seeing you.
Thank you.
Let's take a musical break with Castles in the Snow with Twin Shadow.
Now you'll hear part two again.
Now it's time for our weekly look at hotels that are a little different from the ones we normally stay at. This week, we'll be getting details of Thornbury Castle in Gloucestershire, which, if I'm not mistaken, is the only Tudor castle in England to be converted into a hotel. Here to tell us more is Marion James and her guest, Martin Wade.
Welcome to the programme, Martin.
Thank you.
Now, it must have been quite a challenge to decide which features of the castle to keep and what to add for guests.
In some respects, it was, but obviously there were some features we didn't consider changing. For example, we kept the grey stone walls exactly as they were, and inside you can still see large fireplaces, heavy doors, and carved ceilings that you would associate with a Tudor castle. As for modernising parts of it, we have TVs and Wi-Fi broadband, amongst other technological innovations.
What about the rooms? Do you feel as if you've been transported back 500 years when you wake up in the morning?
There are 27 bedrooms in all. The most expensive one is the room high in the tower, which will set you back around £500 a night. It's worth it, though, as you get to sleep in a four-poster bed, and when you look out of the window, you get the best view of the oldest Tudor gardens in England.
So, if you have a vivid imagination, you can get the feeling you've stepped back in time.
Indeed you can, because up there you won't see or hear any cars. Your view will be almost the same as it should have been when the castle was built. We've got the best of both worlds here at Thornbury. We're situated in a quiet village, but close enough to the motorway to be easily accessible from the city.
What about the food? How traditional is it?
The food is definitely English in character. Our award-winning chef, who incidentally gives cookery demonstrations at certain times of the year, changes lunch on a daily basis so there is variety. The ingredients are obtained from local markets on a daily basis too, so that we can guarantee our guests the finest produce. And then there's the herbs and vegetables, like cherry tomatoes, that are grown in the gardens here. You can't get fresher than that.
After a good lunch, I like to take a gentle stroll away from the crowds. Would I be able to do that?
Yes, of course. Guests are free to wander round the grounds, and after you've digested your meal, you could play croquet or do some archery on the premises. Unfortunately, there isn't a river or lake on the hotel grounds, so if you wanted to do a spot of fishing, you'd have to leave the hotel. That wouldn't be a problem, though, as we'd arrange everything in advance for you.
In your brochure, you highlight the hotel's reputation for having a calming effect on guests. How do you achieve this?
We have a range of treatments that guests can have in the privacy of their rooms that we guarantee will remove stress. If you have one or more of these treatments, you'll definitely leave refreshed and ready to get back into your routine.
Talking about routine, the hotel can be hired for conferences, can't it?
Yes, but they're not the sorts of conferences attended by hundreds of people. We offer facilities for the type that only top management attends, which means there are only a dozen or so participants. They find the peaceful and private setting at the hotel most suitable for the kind of business they want to conduct.
Are there any other events that people who aren't guests can attend?
I'm sure you'll agree that there's nothing better than being in front of a warm fire, drinking tea and eating scones with clotted cream when it's freezing outside. If so, you can take afternoon tea at Thornbury on winter weekends.
That sounds so tempting.
You'd be welcome any time. And you'd also be very welcome to attend the other events we host throughout the year, like our open-air theatre productions. We're putting on Pinocchio and Pride and Prejudice this summer. Then there's the history talk and tour, and of course the fashion show, which I'm certain you'd be most interested in.
I think I'd find them all interesting. I'll have to mark them down in my diary.
We're looking forward to seeing you.
Thank you.
Let's take a musical break with Castles in the Snow with Twin Shadow.
That's the end of part two. Now turn to part three.